Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Tzadi Vav is the issue of putting on tefillin when it is still halachically nighttime, which emerges from our daf, and we will join the discussion with the discussion that we had in the beginning of our march in Shas, halacha from the daily daf, brachos, daf tes, where we also discussed the shaila as well as the psak that I heard from Rav Nevinsal. However, when we discussed it then, we were missing a little bit more of background that emerges from our Gemara, so it is important to add that background as we march through Shas. The pictures will become clearer and clearer, and sometimes we will go back to previous discussions in Halacha. The Gemara in Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph quoted a brisa that quotes the pasuk in Shemos v'shamarta sachuka azois lemayada miyamim yamima, and the Gemara makes two drashos. Number one, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, yamim meant to emphasize yamim v'loy leilois, and also miyamim means to exclude other days, and it excludes Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now that is how we paskin in Halacha. We do not put on tefillin at night, nor do we not put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, what people are not aware of, and it really emerges from the Mineyu Bey in the Daf itself, on Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, and it's clear that this is the approach, halacha l'maaseh, if one reads the Shulchan Aruch, that the Gemara suggests that there are some who are of the opinion. For example, Gemara suggested within Rabbi Akiva, 8 lines from the bottom, that Laila could be Zman Tefillin, but Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. In other words, it's possible to accept part of the drasha of the Braisa, Yomim v'lo Leilos. However, when it comes to miyamim, not to accept it, or vice versa, to accept miyamim velo Shabbos v'yamtov, but yamim can also include laila as well. In Shulchan Aruch, that havamina of the Gemara actually becomes the halacha l'maisa. In Simin Lamid, we have the halacha that says it is prohibited to put on tefillin at night. However, the reason that's prohibited is not based on Erevin Tzadi Vav. It's based on Menachos Lamed Vav. In Menachos Lamed Vav, the Gemara says it's prohibited to put on tefillin at night, Shema Yishkachem V'yishayim Bohem, lest a person fall asleep in them. Loshon HaMechaber is Simin Lamed Siv Beis, Asa Laniach Tefillin Balayla, Shema Yishkachem V'yishayim Bohem. That is the reason it's prohibited, and that's the reason we take off tefillin during nightfall. However, in Simin Lamed Aleph, we have the halacha in regards to Shabbos. There in the Mechaber Paskins, B'Shabbos V'yomtif, Asa L'Aniach Tefillin, Mipnei Sheheim Atzmam Ois. Because Shabbos is an Ois, and according to the Be'er HaGola, the source is Miyamim V'lo B'Shabbos V'yomtif in our Gemara. So what actually emerges is that we have a split psak from our sugya. Now it is interesting, the Gemara in Menachos on Lamed Vav Amud Beis does have another drasha, which is the source of the halacha, and that is v'hayu la'os al yadcha yatzu shabbosos v'yamim tovim. So it is possible as well that we don't accept at all the source in Erevin on Tzadi Vav, and rather we go with the source in Menachos on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Either way, even though we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos as well as at night, it could very well be that it's not based on, it's clear, it's not based when it comes to Laila Lavzman Tefillin, based on the Pasuk Shemarta Eschachuk HaZos, and many point out it could very well be that that Pasuk is entirely rejected as the Makar, but rather the Makar will be that Shabbos is an Os by itself. Now this is important in terms of Halacha L'maisa. And we now go with this background in mind, to our discussion from Brachos Daf Tes.
The second topic I would like to discuss is the topic of the Zman of Tefillin that emerged from our Gemara and Mishnah, that the Mishnah had quoted an opinion that said that the Zman of Kriyishma is Mishayakir. And the Gemara says that Anshei Vasikin should put on Tefillin by the Zman of Mishayakir, and say Kriya Shema with the Netzachama to go into tefillah at that particular moment. So our Gemara tells us the halacha that the zman of putting on tefillin is the zman of Mishiyakir. There are different customs of when is the zman of Mishiyakir. This is brought down in regards to tefillin in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lamed. Zman hanachasim baboker, we pass in the Mishiyakir is Mishiyira es chaveru ragilimo tzas berichuk dalet amis v'yakirenu, recognizes his friend in a distance of 4 amis. Rav Neventhal quotes different customs in this regard on page 58 in his Mishneh Berurah. For the Svaradim, he says it's an hour before Netzachama. For Ashkenazim, it's 50 minutes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal felt that it's even a little bit less than 50 minutes before Netzachama. Either way, one generally follows what is found in the standard Luach. This is the Zman, the earliest Zman for Tefillah. It is the same Zman as well from the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Tes, in Simi Yud Ches, for Tzitzis as well. A fascinating Shaila that was posed to me just this week from a dear Talmud, which I asked Rav Neventhal about, revealed something very, very beautiful about this requirement of a Mishiyakir when it comes to Tefillin. This dear Talmud is a medical student, and he's hitting one of his most intensive years, and he will have to daven before rounds, and that will be prior to Netzachama, after Alos HaShachar. The question was, what should he do in regards to tefillin? Originally, we thought the question would be, in regards to tefillin, should he put on the tefillin without a bracha before the Zman of Mishiyakir? After all, the Zman of Tefillin only starts by Mishiyakir, and then, as the custom of many of Rav Neventhal's Talmidim, to put on during Mincha. For a separate discussion, Rav Neventhal holds that it could very well be that one has to put on Tefillin in general during Mincha. I know it's a big chidush, that's not for now. That he should put on the Tefillin at that during Mincha with a bracha. After discussing it with Rav Neventhal, Rav Neventhal suggested of fascinating chiddush. He said that he thought that the person should put on tefillin with a bracha, even though it was before the Zman of Mishiyakir. Why? Well, he pointed out that Mi'ikur Dedina, we paskin, tefillin, Laila is Zman tefillin. If Laila is the time for tefillin, so then the only reason we don't put on tefillin at night is because we're afraid a person is going to sleep, fall asleep in them. Rav Neventhal pointed out that in Russia, he could not recall which posuk had said this, when the Jews were oppressed over there, and there was no way they'd be able to put on the tefillin during the day, a psak was given that if they had slept already that night, they had gotten their night's sleep, and there was no chash that he would fall asleep, so then in such a case, maybe a doctor, he had to be careful to get a decent amount of sleep, both as a doctor and in terms of putting on tefillin. So then in such a case, then since we paskin that Laila is man tefillin, so then in such a case, a bracha could be made. In that case in Russia, it was said even before Alos, Kal v'chomer of Neventhal said, here in this case, where it would be after Alos, then in such a case, a bracha should be made on the tefillin even beforehand. However, of course, lechatchila, the Zman is Mishiyakir, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and for those who follow the tradition from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it is less than 50 minutes before Netach. In terms of the Zman of Kriyashma, the Mechaber writes that even though the time starts Mishiyakir, we will read the language of the Mechaber in Simin Nunches Sif Aleph. Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis Mishiyiras Chaver Rogelim Oktzas Brichuk Dalet Amos. We discussed that time. U'mitzvah min amufchar the krosa kivasikin, to read it at the time of the Talmidim. That's how the translation is inserted into the Shulchan Aruch. And Rashi says it means modest people or mechabev mitzvahs. Shehoyu mechuvanim lekrosa me'at. They would try to leave a little bit of time Kodem haNetzachama, Kedeshi Yisayim Kriyishma Birchasel, Im haNetzachama, V'yismach haTfila Miad baNetzachama. That is how we understand our line of the Gemara, La Halacha, where the Gemara says, Gomrin osa ima neitzachama, you conclude it with the neitzachama. In other words, the birchos kriyashma is concluded with neitzachama, and one begins tefillah during the moment afterward. Rebbe Sala adds in the back of Chelek Alpha, the Mishnah Berurah, that there is an opinion of the Baal Hamor on brachos daf beis and the dafim of the Rif that says that there is an inyan to say kriyashma with Aliyas Hashemesh, with Alos HaShachar as well. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, the description is as we follow. This Beis Hashem concludes our halachic topics today for Daf